Good morning. We're on the record. Welcome, or good afternoon. We are gathered at 1:30 p.m. on October 1st, 2007, in accordance with an amended notice of status conference sent on the 18th of September. We're here to discuss distribution of water to various water rights held by or for the Surface Water Coalition. Specifically, the purpose of the status conference is to discuss updated information regarding the amount of natural flow water and storage water available to members of the Surface Water Coalition during 2007, and to discuss the letter of August 20, 2007 from Vince Alberti of the Twin Falls Canal Company to the director. This status conference is being recorded. I'm Dave Tuthill, director of the department. And at this time, we'll go around and self-announce who's here, and then first in this office, and then on the phone, please.
Chris Bromley, IDWR.
Phil Rassier.
Tom Marcouche, American Falls Reservoir District Number 2.
Kathleen Marion Carr, U.S. Department of Interior for the Bureau of Reclamation.
Sarah Klein, the City of Pocatello.
Lynn Tominaga, Idaho Groundwater Appropriators.
Paul Arrington, Coalition.
Bob?
Bob McLaughlin, IDWR.
Travis Thompson, Surface Water Coalition.
John Simpson, Surface Water Coalition.
Randy Budge, Idaho Groundwater Appropriators.
Victoria Weidel, IDWR.
That completes the people that are here in the offices of the department. And for those on the phone, please.
Vince Alberti, Twin Falls Canal Company.
Kent Fletcher, Minidoka Irrigation District.
Gray Young and Vic Conrad, J.R. Simplot Company.
Miles Klein, Florida District
1. Reclamation?
Sorry, Matt, we didn't quite catch that one.
Oh, Matt Howard, Bureau of Reclamation.
Thank you.
Joe Beeman, Water Mitigation Coalition.
Thank you. Others on the phone. Okay, very good. I will mention that we did receive a faxed copy of information. This came in on the 29th at 12:19. It's information regarding Southwest Irrigation District provided by Twin Falls Canal Company. And it's total water diverted to Southwest Irrigation, and it's the records by Twin Falls Canal Company of this amount. So we've received this. We'll factor this into our computations. We have a daily flow rate for the last several months, all the way through September 26th. We'll post this on the internet, make it available, and we can make copies available today for those that might want a paper copy. So this information has been made available. Also, in response to a question from Mr. Alberti regarding the Minidoka credits and how those are to be posted and utilized, I responded that this year we'll be using the agreement, Minidoka credit agreement, that was developed last year by the Surface Water Coalition parties as we apply Minidoka credits to the various accounts, and we'll be factoring that in relative to the amount of water available this year. We can post the Minidoka credit agreement on the website as well to make that available. So we'll be providing the data that are coming in relative to the computations of water available to the Twin Falls Canal Company. I recognize that not everybody on the phone or in the room here is has acquiesced that the technique that was used this year is correct. That certainly is going to be before the hearing officer. So today we're following through with the 2007 order, as I understand it, in application of the order and also the mitigation plan relative to 2007, recognizing that the objections to that application have been codified through letter and orders and so on. So This afternoon, we wanted to take a step forward relative to our understanding of how this year, 2007, will be addressed in with respect to the mitigation plan filed by the groundwater appropriators, specifically related to the 40,000 acre feet of water that have been rented through the rental pool this year by Twin Falls Canal Company, recognizing that the shortfalls in the last month or so in storage for the 2007 storage held by Twin Falls Canal Company have been made up by the 40,000 acre feet that were acquired early this year by Twin Falls Canal Company. And at this point, about half of that water has been used, approximately. The final results we don't have today, and we'll factor in these other factors as we compute those results. So just in round terms, about it appears that about half of the 40,000 will have been used in 2007. The Twin Falls Canal Company has asked for information on how that 40,000 will be dealt with. In my written responses to date, I've indicated that there's more than one option and that I was unwilling to direct technique as long as the water was available this year at the required time, which it has been, in my understanding, for Twin Falls Canal Company to meet the 1.0759 million acre foot requirement, which is about what was will have been diverted this year, then I was not willing to require a determination in advance for how that 40,000 acre feet would be dealt with, given that there is more than one alternative, in my view, on dealing with that 40,000 acre feet. This status conference is a step toward defining what the how the groundwater appropriators will be dealing with the 40,000 acre feet. We're getting toward the end of the season. We can see how this year is shaping up. And in order for planning purposes to take place, this is the technique that is being used to further identify next steps in how to deal with the 40,000 acre feet. So with that as background, I would ask the groundwater appropriators, Mr. Budge, to describe how groundwater appropriators are looking at this issue presently to assist in moving forward on this issue.
Thank you, Mr. Tuthill. Well, as I've indicated at our last status conference, we're proceeding in accordance with our joint water replacement plan as approved. And that plan was quite specific in laying out how we envisioned the matter would be handled. And insofar as the accounting, it provides in paragraph 5 of the mitigation plan portion of that plan on page 7, it says existing accounting procedures employed by Water District 01 should not be modified, and the accounting will be the final year-end accounting by the Water District 01 Water Master. And again, we discussed on the following page that the replacement water would be delivered to Twin Falls Canal Company's need during the irrigation season, but the total amount of water debt to be offset by the groundwater districts under this 2007 joint replacement water plan will not be known until the end of the irrigation season. So, as we indicated in our last hearing, it's really the groundwater group's position is that at the end of the irrigation season, when the final accounting is available, which we understand will be sometime in January or February, then our replacement water plan would be reviewed in the context with what water was actually delivered and available, and the obligation, if any, of IGWA determined. And if there is a shortfall, the Twin Falls Canal Company, as we indicated previously and as set forth in our plan, we will make that up, first by water we have already leased, secondly by other water that we may have available to lease, and finally, if there is a shortfall in those two items, it would be made up by reimbursement to Twin Falls Canal Company at the rental prices for the $40,000 acre feet that they leased. So our position is that it's premature at this point in time to deal with those issues until such time as the final accounting has been dealt with. At the last status conference, or one of the earlier ones, we also presented the testimony of Ron Carlson, the former water master who assisted us in preparing the plan, and he provided testimony regarding exactly how the year-end accounting procedure is that we envisioned under our water replacement plan. So I suppose that's where we are on it. It's premature at this point in time, and our commitments remain as they were stated in the plan and as had been approved. I would be curious about a couple of issues that I can bring up at some point. One of them is we would be curious to know how the 40,000 acre feet of lease water has been accounted for so far by the department, and we do know that 40,000 was leased by Twin Falls Canal Company quarterly as a part of their business decision prior to the time we submitted our replacement water plan and prior to the time it was approved. So we just viewed that as not unlike any other business decision. Twin Falls Canal Company chose to lease some water, not unlike IGWA chose to lease water, and we entered into a number of lease agreements totaling 68,000 acre feet for the year, I believe, and paid something in excess of $1.4 million for that water. And we made similar business decisions, and time will tell for us, and I suppose the Twin Falls Canal, whether or not we made prudent business decisions or not. We were trying to look in our crystal ball as to what the future might bring and what the requirements may be. And if we guess wrong, we lease too much water. If we guessed right, then I suppose maybe we will have some obligation. I do have one other question I'll pose and then not say anything further.
We won't hold you to that, okay. Mr. Budge.
Well, you know, I've known to be long-winded, but in addition to the question on how that $40,000 is being accounted for, I was either puzzled or curious by statements made in Mr. Alberti's letter that the director assigned to IGWA their 40,000 acre feet. That was news to me. Has there been an assignment document of some sort? I didn't.
Not to my knowledge.
Not by the department or by Twin Falls Canal Company then?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. So he's just using that terminology, not referring to some assignment document that's gone on.
I haven't seen a written assignment document. But it's our understanding the director did make that 40,000 acre feet available to IGWA to be used. And that was a decision made by the director. With respect to your question regarding how that water's been used, Lyle Swank, the water master, is on the phone, and Lyle, I think, could answer your question.
I mean, it's been used by us to the extent it's referred to in the mitigation plan.
To the extent that the director's referred to it and has made it available in prior letters or responses he's issued.
Okay.
That's what we're referring to.
And for the record, that was Mr. Simpson who was responding.
Now, let me be absolutely clear on that point. Our plan is what it is, and any obligation to reimburse Twin Falls Canal Company, if we have one at all, the repayment of the $24,000 rental fee rate would be our last choice, because we will supply any shortfall first from water we already have available that's unused, two, from other lease possibilities that we have, not in the contract, but we have had under discussion available. And only if both of those were short would we ever consider reimbursing Twin Falls for the business decision it made to lease additional water. So I just didn't want to leave any incorrect expectation out there that it was going to be writing any check out soon for to Twin Falls Canal Company for any amount. When the final accounting happens, then we will look at our obligation and we'll determine how to supply it. But we certainly are going to supply it from water we have available and commitments we have available before we would ever look to reimburse. And I think our plan was very clear on that point. It says what it says, so to the extent that I guess Mr. Alberti's letter tries to imply that there had been some assignment to IGWA or some obligation created that's not spelled out in our plan, we don't agree with that part.
Okay.
Well, and just to be clear, this is Mr. Simpson. When Twin Falls went out and rented that water, it did not do that in order to make it available to someone else. It did it for its own purposes, its own business decisions.
That's what we thought.
Yeah, and what's happened in the interim is that the directors, in our view, have stepped in and said, that's water that I can assign to anyone that I choose. And I can make a decision whether to make that water available for mitigation for someone else and then require them at some future time to reimburse either with water or with money. So at no point in time when Twin Falls was undertaking the rental of that water did it envision that it would then turn around and have that water and the decision on how that water would be used be determined by someone else, but it has. So what we're here today to find out, I think, is are we going to have mitigation in the irrigation season delivered to us? And if it's not the mitigation from that 40,000 acre feet, because Mr. Swank again can describe how that water's been rented and used, where is that water? And we would like an explanation on that.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Swank, your name's come up as being requested to provide some input, so perhaps this is a good time to do so, please.
What we do with the rentals is after the storage allocation has been issued for the year and rental water agreements are in place, we then add that additional amount of storage water to the one that has rented that water. So we added 40,000 acre feet of water to be made available to the Twin Falls Canal to use this year. And so we lumped that number along in, well, there's only one placeholder in our program for what that number is. And so we add the storage rented to the storage allocated to get a total amount of storage that can be drawn upon by Twin Falls Canal. So that's how we do it for rentals and private leases. We do it very similarly.
So just to say it another way, from your perspective, the 40,000 acre feet was the first storage to be used by Twin Falls Canal Company this irrigation season?
Well, we don't normally distinguish it at this time of year, but when we get to the time of the year that we calculate the carryover, at that time of the year, the rental water is the first water that's deducted from different accounts. One of the reasons that happens is that you can't carry rental water over unless you've got an account for it. And most people want their storage space that's easiest to refill used first. So that way they can carry water over in their hard to fill reservoir space. So we haven't really distinguished it, but without that 3,000, Twin Falls Canal would be in deficit right now. Sounds like silence on that end. Did I make it more confusing than it needed to be?
No, that's our understanding.
Yes, you're adding to the record. Appreciate that. And are there questions about Mr. Swank's information?
This is Kent Fletcher. Lyle, the procedure you talked about on comparing the rental water applies to all water rented from the rental pool, isn't that correct?
Yes, it is. It's the same procedure.
So when an entity rents water, like for example a supplier rents water, as soon as you receive notice of that rental, you subtract that from the entity supplying the water?
Yeah, what we do, you know, most of the water, it's from the rental pool, and it comes from that account. If it's a private lease, then there's a supplier that's deducted and a purchaser that gets water added to their account. And at least once a week this summer, we went and added up all the additional rentals or private leases that we were aware of that had a completed agreement that had been paid for, and added that water into those, or made those appropriate additions and subtractions to the storage accounts that were, that we deliver water to.
So this is occurring all during the season. As you receive notice of the rentals?
This year it did. Once the rental pool was exhausted, then there were still were a lot of private leases that occurred throughout the summer. So as those private leases came in, we had to make adjustments to keep that storage used and remaining numbers as current as possible.
Yeah. What I'm getting at is it's not something you do after the year's over. It's when you receive notice of the rental, that's when you make the assignment, correct?
We added that water to the storage available, and of course then they could draw against that. So the final determination of exactly that number is usually only done after the final water rate accounting is done for the year, and that usually doesn't take place until after the USGS has provided us their end of the year data. So that's why that January and February time period is the time period that the numbers become official with all the data being reviewed.
Ms. Swank, this is Randy Budge. Let me just clarify a couple of questions. When Twin Falls Canal Company leased the 40,000 acre feet, was it placed in the Water District 01 rental pool?
Yeah, when they purchased the rental water, it was added to the storage account that they can, we keep the acre feet used and remaining account.
Okay.
Total. So, added that to the remaining 8 feet remaining.
So it was put in the account of Twin Falls Canal Company at that time?
Yes. Falls had made a valid rental for $40,000, and so we added that amount to their account.
Okay. Has that $40,000 been assigned or transferred, to your knowledge, to IGWA or anyone else other than Twin Falls Canal Company?
No, it has not.
So when Mr. Alberti indicated in his letter of August 20th, 2007, that the director had assigned to IGWA the 40,000 acre feet, that would not be consistent with your records. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Well, I wouldn't have used that terminology.
But that was the terminology from his letter. I guess my point was, is to your knowledge, you're not aware of any assignment by Twin Falls Canal Company of that water right to IGWA or anybody else?
No, you're correct.
And for accounting purposes, I'm, with respect to the water that IGWA has leased, which I believe you're aware of and has also been placed into the Water District 01 rental pool, that water that IGWA leased remains in their name until such time as it is assigned to some other entity. Would that be correct?
We don't have a line item for IGWA to have, but okay. In the example of, say, the water that's provided to Northside Canal or mm-hmm. or District 2, for those private leases used for conversion water, and we have added storage accounts to reflect those changes.
Okay. So when IGWA instructs you to take storage water out of their account and transfer it into the Northside Canal Company to cover those conversions, that's when the paper transaction would be reflected on your accounting records?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for clarification, IGWA does not have an account. Isn't that correct?
Let me go ahead and finish, and then I'll let you do it.
Yeah,
The 68,000 acre feet that IGWA's leased, more or less, private leases, remain water that they have available to deliver to others. Right? And then we provided you letters of instruction, as you requested or somebody requested, to authorize the delivery of that water to Northside Canal Company for conversions.
Yes.
You recall that?
Yes, we did. We did assign sufficient water for Northside Canal. Yeah. Their obligation.
So that's the point in time. Then, when IGWA authorizes that the water that they lease get placed in someone else's account, that's when you do the accounting transfer and reflect it as a credit into the account of, in this case, Northside Canal Company.
Yes, in that example, that is how we treated Northside Canal.
Okay. Thank you very much, Lyle.
Okay, Mr. Simpson.
Your reflection, Randy, and your question to Lyle is accurate at the end, just that IGWA is not a space holder, so they don't have an account in the water district was the point I was trying to clarify. And it seems to me that perhaps the easiest way to clarify the access or the ability to either take credit for or the availability to use that water in some manner that isn't consistent with the lease between Twin Falls Canal Company and the Water District would be an explanation by the director of his consideration of that 40,000 acre feet. And from our perspective, Twin Falls simply had a lease with the Water District through the rental pool to access that 40,000 acre feet of late season fill under its priority as a space holder. And so, simply speaking, we did think that that was water we had leased available to us to use in the manner we deemed fit.
We agree with that point. That's
the director, perhaps we just need to hear from the director based upon the status conferences we've had in July of this year, which reversed an earlier statement he made in June where he said any water that Twin Falls leases is Twin Falls' water, shall not be made available to others for mitigation. And then a reversal of that decision or that statement in July. So perhaps just clarification by the director of how he considers that 40,000 acre feet.
Part of the disconnect, John, is our mitigation plan never says that we're going to take or use any of your water. It simply would say if we're short, we will reimburse you the rental pool costs. And as I understood it, the director said, okay, IGWA, you've got so much water leased. You've got X amount of water, you've got commitments in 130, this amount, you've got this amount left, and that still left us a little bit short of what the potential shortfall of Twin Falls was calculated to be back in May or June or whenever it was. And we simply said if we're still short at the end of the day, we will pay back Twin Falls at the rental pool rate. But since then, we've had, and I'd be interested to see the updated water supply that the report that we last received under date of September 25th indicates that Twin Falls essentially is going to get a full water supply and they're going to have what the number was, 18,000, supposed to have basically a full supply with carryover. And if in fact they had a full supply and carryover, then IGWA would have no obligation under its mitigation plan. So I think the most important thing is to really see where we are on the water supply.
Well, a few things. First of all, from my perspective, rental pool water is to be used for the year in which it's acquired. It's for the year when it's acquired, not for a future year. Secondly, the 40,000 acre feet acquired by Twin Falls Canal Company this year augmented their 2007 supply, in my view. Thirdly, the requirement that we had for this year was that the water supplies would be made available in time for the need for this year. In other words, water was required to be made available when it was needed and not after the fact. So this year, in our computation of the predicted shortfalls, we determined that the only company that would be having a shortfall of natural flow was to be Twin Falls Canal Company. And early on, we determined that that shortfall might be over 50,000. As it turned out, the worst cases that were considered in the initial computations were not realized, so it appears at this point that the shortfall is going to be in the neighborhood of 20,000 acre feet. Now, we recognize that 20,000 acre feet of shortfall as compared with the normal storage supply and natural flow has been made up by this 40,000 acre foot of rental pool water. In my view, this, to the extent there was a shortfall this year by Twin Falls Canal Company, computing their normal storage supply and natural flow, that shortfall would need to be made up by the groundwater appropriators. Now, because of the 40,000 acre feet acquired, there was sufficient water when it was required this summer, this delivery season, so that no additional water was needed to be provided during the season by the groundwater appropriators. There was sufficient water to make to provide for the 1.0759 million acre feet. And that was done by including the additional amount of water that was acquired by Twin Falls Canal Company. So, number one, I don't consider that 40,000 acre feet to be a part of the normal supply or to be a part of the 1.0759 million acre feet that was identified as the requirement for Twin Falls Canal Company. And secondly, from my perspective, there has been no reason so far for IGWA to have provided additional water yet. But there is an obligation, in my view, for IGWA to make up to Twin Falls Canal Company that amount that is a shortfall of the 1.0759 million acre feet as compared with their normal storage supply and natural flow. So let's assume for a moment that there is a 20,000 acre foot shortfall, and it appears that it will be about that. Then, in my view, there's a requirement that the groundwater appropriators make up that amount of water. What we are discussing today is, in my view, the timing and methodology of doing this. Mr. Budge reiterated that the plan submitted by IGWA was to first use the water that they have leased, and secondly, water that might become available, and the third option would be to reimburse Twin Falls Canal Company. In my view, that process is a process that has been found to be acceptable. The question that we have now is, what will the reimbursements be, and what will the timing be? Now, we recognize that had the 40,000 acre feet not been acquired by Twin Falls Canal Company, IGWA would have been required to step up to the plate and provide the 20,000 acre feet during the last month. The fact that the 40,000 acre feet was there served as a buffer, in a sense, so that that wasn't required to be provided as water for this irrigation season. So what's before us right now is an assessment of the timing of providing this water, and I'm anticipating providing a response to this. If we can come up with a solution during the status conference here, fine. If not, then I'm anticipating a need to include this in the response, in a response by the department. One option is to include this response in Amendment number 7 of the Surface Water Coalition order. I recognize that normally we don't know the final results until January or February relative to the irrigation season. And at this time, what we're talking about is a matter of providing either water in the account of Twin Falls Canal Company or dollars as reimbursement. Those are the two options. And how this fits into the order number 7 to me is not yet finally determined. So I don't know if that addresses your question, Mr. Simpson. That's my perspective of this issue.
Well, I think from Twin Falls' perspective, they'd just like to move forward and have this resolved as quickly as possible. That I believe that was the tenor of the letter that was sent to you, the efforts to try to move forward. And if it's from a budgeting standpoint, from their perspective, or knowing how much water they're going to go into the new storage season with, out of the 40,000 acre feet in total, that's their question to you, and they're looking for a timely response so they can move forward, just as they move forward and rented that water for their planning purposes, not for anyone else's planning purposes.
Just one other note. This is Travis Thompson, director. As stated in the June status conference, I want to clarify that the plan as approved wasn't approved on all those conditions that IGWA stated in it, i.e. to provide water after the final accounting. You know, that status conference and what you've affirmed is that water has to be provided in season, and that's the decision they need to know.
That's correct, Mr. year. Thompson. Just providing the water after the fact is not enough. Relying on other accounts to provide the water would not be enough. Let's say, for example, the 40,000 acre feet had not been enough this year. I would have required that water be provided during season to the best of our accounting ability. So the after the fact accounting, as testified by Mr. Carlson, is something that is important relative to the final results, but nevertheless, during the season is when the water would be required. So to rely upon
provided in season.
It was provided in season this year.
They're diverting all they need during the season, as far as I know.
It was this year. That's correct. If
from
we have
account?
Is there any water that you did not get delivered that you needed
from
this
IGWA? Year? We didn't get anything. From
no,
IGWA.
I'm not saying for Twin Falls. The plan was that you divert all you need. And that's what we understand Twin Falls has been doing. And then at the end of the year, we'll figure out if any of that is owed by IGWA, and if so, we'll take care of it under our plan. But to my knowledge, and Mr. Carlson testified for 2 hours, and you guys all cross-examined him, made it pretty clear that you just divert all you need at your head gate.
And my point is, we didn't approve that plan on those conditions.
And that's what you've been doing, though, isn't it? I mean, you seem to be implying that you're not getting your water during the season, but our understanding is that the water master would simply say, you divert and take all you want, just like you always have. And at the end of the year, we'll figure out what you got, and I viewed it just like the director explained it. If you have a shortage of 20,000 acre feet, if that's the assumed shortage, we're going to take the remaining water left in our account, which right now is something like 14,000 acre feet, and we're going to direct Mr. Swank to transfer that to your account. So we've just made up, say, 14,000 of the 20, then we have a shortfall of 4. And we're either going to deliver to you other water that we have available to lease for 4,000, or if we can't do it, we're going to write you a check out for the difference, if that number is correct. But had we gone and written you a check out, as Mr. Alberti would like, back in June, I asked, how would IGWA get its money back? I mean, we made a similar business decision, the Twin Falls Canal Company, and we leased 68,000 acre feet. And nobody's answering the question from IGWA's perspective. If this hearing officer chooses to overturn that order and find out that there's been no material injury to Twin Falls Canal Company, then we simply delivered water and leased at considerable expense a lot of money we didn't know. My question is, who's going to reimburse that to us? We have the same planning issue.
The question to the director is...
Is Twin Falls Canal going to write the check back because we don't like...
The question is to the director, did he approve that plan in June? Did you approve IGWA's replacement plan in total in June under Mr. Carlson's testimony describing the method of delivery of water?
The litany of conditions that are stated in the plan that were not approved.
The concept, as testified by Mr. Carlson, where there would be an accounting after the fact, and there would be a replacement under the after the fact, I do not agree with. Instead, the requirement is that water be provided in time. This year, that water was provided in time by the 40,000 acre feet that had been acquired from the rental pool by Twin Falls Canal Company. And that was the reason that IGWA was not required to provide water during the past month.
Then, Mr. Director, my question then would be, is Twin Falls going to be made whole in terms of that 40,000 acre feet by reimbursement, by assignment from IGWA in time during the irrigation season?
Well, I'm not seeing at this point. I need to take a look at that, Mr. Simpson. The requirement was that the water be there this year. The water was there this year. And I want to consider that.
Mr. Director, this is Ben Salberti.
Yes, Mr. Alberti.
It appears to me that I'm the guy that pulled the strings there to rent the water, and we did an assessment. And because we were forthright and looking ahead at what the year held for us, and we realized that in earlier order that this water would be provided in season in time, that now we're being penalized when we start thinking about in season in time, because of our ability to rent the water, come up with the proceeds to do so, and be proactive to protect ourselves, that we're being penalized as to when we're going to be reimbursed, if you will, for the water. Had we not done that, then, as the discussion goes, IGWA would have had to have done that this past month. And it appears to me that this is just a matter of us shouldering the responsibility for IGWA.
Well, thanks for the input, Mr. Alberti. That is the difficult situation here. Is the fact is that the water was provided, so there was not a water shortfall.
But not by IGWA.
But not by IGWA.
Not so yet, anyway.
That's correct. So, in my view, the replacement to Twin Falls Canal Company is required. The question is the timing of the replacement, and that's what we're discussing today. Is it acceptable for IGWA to wait until the full accounting is completed, or is some earlier replacement required? And that's what's before us right now.
I understand that. I understand that fully. But when we do the final accounting on the numbers, we do the final accounting on the total amount, whether it was correct or not, that was diverted. The storage numbers, and Mr. Swank's on the telephone, I don't know if the storage numbers are going to be adjusted to any degree or how much they would be adjusted.
Mr. Alberti, when was the 40,000 acre feet leased by Twin Falls Canal Company?
We submitted on the 5th or 6th day of April to lease the water.
So you leased that water.
The bank rules were that we had to submit, I believe, by the 5th or the 6th, and Mr. Schwank can correct me, and we then had to make payment of that water by a specific date shortly thereafter, which we did.
So the order approving the IGWA replacement plan came out July 11, 2007. So that would have been the first time, Mr. Alberti, that you would have had any expectation of reimbursement from IGWA of any amount of water, correct?
We understood that by the order that the water would be replaced in season in time. We didn't know what the realization of that, what the document you're referring to, we realized that we needed the water, that we needed to do it in season, and that we would be reimbursed in season in time.
I guess my point was, on April 6th, when you leased the 40,000 acre feet, that was a business decision made by Twin Falls Canal Company that they thought they would need some water. Is that correct?
That's correct.
At that time, you didn't have any replacement plan on the table from IGWA.
We had realized that there would be a replacement plan of some agent because the call explained that the water would be replaced in season and time.
My point was is at the time you leased water, IGWA had not even presented a replacement water plan. Their first plan was submitted over a month later, May 8th, and then it was subsequently amended in June. So you didn't lease the water in expectation of being reimbursed from IGWA at the time you made the lease on April 6th, is that correct?
Well, not only that, but as of June, this isn't a deposition.
Yeah, there's no cross-examination.
We're having a hearing, but...
Oh, we are? Did you swear in? But anyway...
Okay. Well, if he knows. It's troubling to me to have you sit here and make arguments that we somehow made some obligation to reimburse this water as if you leased it after the fact, and you leased the water months before we ever had a mitigation plan.
No, the argument is, Randy, that we did lease that water. We leased it under the expectation that we would have the ability to use it, Twin Falls would, in a manner it saw fit.
And have you not had that?
No, we haven't, because the directors made that available through his own determination.
To make up your shortfall.
Contrary to the lease priorities. Wait a minute.
Contrary
to the lease priorities under the rental pool, which clearly provide that late season fill under the rental pool is made available to spaceholders. And the director's decision, pursuant to the July 11th order, allowed that water to at least be available, even through an accounting mechanism.
John, explain to me how that water is not available. You leased it. Lyle Swank indicates it's 40,000 acre feet in your account. You've used 20 of it. Explain to me why
40,
the other 20 is not available.
The
40
is not sitting there right now.
20 of it is.
40 is not.
Wild Swank just said 40,000 was in your account.
You bet.
And
but
it's in your name. It's never been assigned.
40,000
You've
in
used
our,
20,
in our
and there's still 20
right
there. Now explain to me why it is you believe that 20,000 is not available for you to use.
Because it's already gone.
Well, who's it gone to?
We diverted it. It was the first water use, but there is no longer 40,000 acre feet of storage in our account for us to make a determination on how we want to use it. Because the director did not require IGWA to provide water in season to meet the obligation that he's identified. Instead, he made a determination that 40,000 acre feet would be water used contrary to the business decision that Twin Falls made.
You're being very inconsistent to say that the water somehow got assigned to IGWA, and now you're telling me that you already used it to begin with.
It covered the shortfall that was out there this season.
So you used it.
Covered your shortfall.
We had to divert it because the director did not order IGWA to deliver water in season under their obligation.
Okay. Well, no need to argue any further.
Okay. Other input?
I have one piece of input, and it's not directly to the substance of this dispute, I guess. This is Sarah Kahn from the City of Pocatello. I would just point out, as the director knows, and as you've exercised, the conjunctive management rules require you to consider all sources of supply available to the seniors at the time you make your shortage determinations. And rather than get into this he said, she said about what, who knew when, with regard to a lease that was made, the water was there, it was leased in Twin Falls' name, it was available to them as a supply, and it was appropriate for the director to consider that in making the determinations. So it wasn't a matter of somehow Twin Falls not getting to use, I mean, maybe they wanted to do a private lease with that water or something. The point is it was available to them to use for themselves, and you appropriately used it in your order. Just a comment.
Thank you, Ms. Klein. You came all the way from Colorado. Stick up
just
for me. I appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Arcouch.
Well, Mr. Director, I don't know if American Falls got $800,000 to spend next spring. So if we're going to be short, I'd like to have this issue resolved definitively, because I know Randy's dependent upon some notion of somebody else supplying the water and squaring it up. We're going to come into next spring guessing what the weather is, and of course that's what we're all doing, guessing what the weather is. But if we're short in our storage account starting next year, as I am guessing we're going to be, we can't fix that for IGWA. So when we issue these orders, I think we have to be real clear when we do our planning and turn that water down, and we want to turn down 5/8 next year, even though we think it's going to be a bad year. and we'll probably be able to tell you to the day when we run out of water. I'd like some assurance so we don't get into something like this, that IGWA is going to put enough water in our account to at least get to the 1st of October. So I would like this resolved, and I agree with your assessment. Twin Falls had the ability to go buy the water, so even if American Falls had the money, we couldn't buy it anymore. So we went short this year. We didn't have access to that water in Waterville, or we should have, and it was used to mitigate the shortage. They should have been mitigated by the mitigation plan. And I think it's just totally unfair now to say, well, we don't owe you anything because you went out and bought water. I don't think water rights is about buying water, it's about being provided water priority. And that's another distinction we've got to keep clear here. I don't think you're obligated, as Sarah says, to go out and buy water as an available source. The source is priority, not purchase. So I'm real worried about next spring if this is the kind of administration that Abel wants to give us. It just isn't going to work.
Thank you, Mr. Arkush. Other input?
Well, the only other comment I had, the reason the year-end accounting is pretty significant is because under our plan, we had to build some sideboards on the plan to be able to look at what Twin Falls does with the water. And we aren't going to know, for example, if they spilled water out the end of their system that was not been applied to beneficial use. Again, that's an accounting matter that we addressed in here. Secondly, we have no knowledge at this point, have they leased water to others, like AFRD2. That, again, would be a year-end accounting matter. So that accounting matter certainly will properly take into consideration all the things we've been discussing. What is their supply? What is their shortfall? What's leased? But there are a number of other factors here that you have to look at. And so when the year-end accounting comes, then Mr. Swank will have looked at, was there water spilled beyond their system for some other purpose that was not used for irrigation for which it was not liable? Have they leased water to somebody else that would impact their supply? Have they themselves leased water, which they did, and that in fact packs their supply for which we may have some responsibility? All of those things have to come out, but you know, I will assure you, as I did before, whatever it was obligation is when that accounting comes out, we will follow what our plan says.
Mr. Director, that's my point. The hearing in June and your approval of their plan, the concept of their plan for this summer, wasn't premised on all those 25 conditions. That was my understanding.
Well, let me
it sounds like Mr. Budge is saying it's been approved.
Let me respond to that. There were 8 conditions, not 25, and the order said the plan is approved. So we are proceeding forward on the basis that we have a very specific plan. It is defined and is approved. You don't like it. We don't like it either. And then the hearing officer may determine we owe zero.
Correct.
May determine we have a whole lot more. But regardless of that, we made a commitment and we'll stand by our commitment.
And your plan wasn't to provide water until next year. That's not what the director approved.
The water is being supplied as needed during the irrigation season. The delivery of the replacement by IGWA will occur year end. There's a disconnect that we have between the delivery of actual wet water during the year, which you're getting, take all you need, just the way you have been, and the accounting for it, which comes year end, when we will replace whatever our obligation is of the water that you took. In other words, if you overuse what was there, it's got to come out of somebody else's account, and we have to make that up out of our account or someone else's. And if the system was entirely dry, that we couldn't lease any water to come up with, at least current projections are virtually little or none. We'll have no problem meeting it.
20,000 feet?
No, it's not 40. We have 40, and the estimate today is there's a 20,000 acre for shortfall. Okay. We have roughly 14,000 in our account. We will then direct if the shortfall is 20,000, we'll direct Lyle to say take the rest of the water in Igloo's account, which is something like 14,000, put it in your account.
So you don't have 20 today.
And we'll be short a total of 6,000 acre feet. And the most likelihood is we will lease that from other folks who we have available, and we will direct that be put in your account, so you will have the full 20,000 in your account. And that's how I envision it. But as far as to come in and make a suggestion that you haven't had water available.
The 20,000 that Twin Falls diverted in season, their shortfall estimated right now, you don't have that today. You didn't have it when it was short.
Sure.
You didn't.
We have 13 of the 20. But the number
you didn't have 20.
The number goes down to zero then we will owe you zero. Or if you have carryover, which the way the thing has been moving since the early orders, the likelihood is we will not owe you anything.
I don't know. This is Alberti again. It appears as though, Mr. Brett Budge, that you are anticipating that we have an obligation to mitigate for the shortfall that's caused by you.
That's your statement. That's not mine. I would not agree with that.
That's what it turns out to be, because had we not rented the $40,000, you would have had that responsibility.
Our responsibility will be the same whether you leased zero water or $40,000 or $140,000. Our responsibility would be as defined by our mitigation plan. The water you leased has no relevancy to what our obligation is. It will be the same one way or another.
Again, we're being penalized.
No.
Okay, I think I've heard both sides of this. Is there anything else that people would like to provide as input?
Mr. Director, this is Chuck Coiner.
Yes, Senator Coiner.
I think we need to do a little discussion on Mr. Budge's thought that the Twin Falls Canal Company just diverts all the water they want whenever they want, and then we account for it later. I assure you that the company is not run on that loose method, and we do not, I don't believe that the director would authorize us illegally diverting water that we do not have. And I do not think that the water master would deliver water that we do not, which I say would illegally deliver water that we don't have. So I get tired of listening to this, that Twin Falls just goes out and diverts the water like they always have, all the water they want. Well, you know, that's just not the case. And I'd like you to address that.
Well, I understand your point, Mr. Coiner. Interestingly to me, the amount diverted this year is very close to the amount predicted as the minimum full supply. That's the way it turned out this year. And I recognize that Mr. Carlson described a process of after the fact accounting. And in this particular year, there was sufficient water for Twin Falls Canal Company to divert the full supply without the water master adding in other storage from other accounts. There was enough water available for the $1.0759 million to make that happen by including the 40,000 acre feet that had been made part of the Twin Falls Canal Company supply. That said, if we have a disaster of another drought year next year, it is clear to me that there will not be sufficient water, for example, for Twin Falls Canal Company to continue to divert the amount desired until the end of the year. For example, this year, as we know, American Falls is just about dry, Palisades is just about dry, the system is just about dry. Because there's been a studied attempt to keep as much water in Jackson as possible, because it's harder to fill higher up. That's good water management. But it's clear to me that next year there would not be enough to divert until the end of the year and then have an after-the-fact accounting. So while it worked this year to have Twin Falls divert its required supply, including the 40,000 acre feet, and to have this discussion today on October 1st, after the fact, looking back on the company having diverted its minimum full supply, as we've computed, while it worked this year, it would not work next year. So I don't want to imply that the technique that Mr. Carlson described, whereby Twin Falls Canal Company takes all the water at once and there's an after the fact accounting, would work in a back-to-back drought year. I don't think it would work. So there's so from my perspective, that concept is not adequate in the long term. That is not an adequate accounting. In fact, for the water master to be able to legitimately to provide to Twin Falls Canal Company, its minimum full supply, that water needs to be in some account for it to be delivered. This year, had it not been in an account, it wouldn't have been delivered down to Twin Falls Canal Company, would, in my view. It turned out to be in an account. It was in the 40,000 account. So there was sufficient water. But it does need to be available in season. And it was this year. That's the actual fill of the canal was made until the full supply was met. So we have a fortunate year this year. It could very well be, as Mr. Arcouche says, that we don't have a fortunate year next year. And we'll take these discussion items into consideration. We'll provide a written answer on this. Yes, Mr. Simpson.
Just so that we put the year in perspective, Vince, did you divert 3/4 of an inch this year?
No, I was going to add that, you know, if somebody was just new listening into this conversation, you would get the opinion that Twin Falls was diverting 3/4 of an inch or diverting whatever they wanted as full supply that the canals would hold. And that's the furthest thing from the truth. We were diverting and measuring and very accurately allocating to our users only 5/8 of an inch. So what we could have done and what we did were entirely different. We could have diverted 3/4 of an inch and been out of water even the 40,000 long before then. But we didn't. We were good stewards of the water. We watched it very closely at 5/8 of an inch, and that's how the chips fell. Now, you can go look and you can do anything you want, Mr. Budge, in regards to who we gave what to or whatever we did. But the long and the short of it is that IGWA has responsibilities here that need to be fulfilled.
Mr. Director, because this is on the record, AFRD, except for a couple of weeks, diverted half inch this year, and I think our storage account is now exhausted. I think they turned off yesterday, I believe.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Arcouche.
I will respond, Vince. IGWA's obligation under his plan will be fulfilled.
Thanks, Mr. Alberti. Anything else before we break up? Thanks for participating. The record's closed now.
Were you going to provide a